Marley, you remember me. You appear to be my late business partner, but he's been dead 7 years. What do you want of me? Much. You do not believe your eyes. Little things make them cheats. You could be a bit of cheese, an undigested bit of beef. Silence! See these chains, Ebenezer. They are forged through inequity, through selfishness, every failure to do right by your fellow man. You wear such chains yourself, Ebenezer. I see none. They are there. They rivaled mine when I died 7 years ago, and you have labored on yours since. Seek the yonder window. It is my clerk, Bob Cratchit, working in our counting house. See how he shudders. He tries to warm himself by his candle, for his fire is so small it looks like a single coal. Yet he knows that as surely as if he were to ask for more, the master would predict that it would be necessary for them to part. Not so much smaller than my own. You see others as obstacles to avoid or resources to exploit. You place yourself above them, and that is why they will rise above you, just as they rise above me. But you were always a good man of business, Jacob. Business! Mankind was my business. The common welfare was my business. Charity, mercy, benevolence were all my business. My trade was but a drop in the comprehensive ocean of my business. Very little more is permitted me. I cannot rest, I cannot stay. I cannot linger anywhere. My spirit never walked beyond our counting house. Mark me! In my life, my spirit never roved beyond the narrow limits of our money-changing hole, and weary journeys lie before me. Don't be flowery, Jacob. Tell me, what must be done? I am here tonight to warn you that you have yet a chance and hope of escaping my fate. One of my procuring, Ebenezer. You were always a good friend to me, Jacob, thank you. You shall be visited by 3 spirits. More spirits? If that is your idea of hope, I think I'd rather not. It is your only hope to escape the path laid before you, and free yourself of the bounds wrapped around you. Expect the first spirit tomorrow when the bell tolls 1. The second will come the following night at the same hour, and the third the next night when the final stroke of midnight has ceased to vibrate. Please, I've had my fill of spirits. Can't I have them all at once? Can't you fulfill the purpose these others will serve? I must go. Expect to see me no more, Ebenezer.